Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is a diary on a Monday, and this is your host, Stacy Johnson. Excuse me, why do I always have to clear my throat once we start? But this is actually Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and what I'm trying to do is have a little 30-minute piece every day to cover the events of the day and to give light to some of the events of the day. And I don't think we as people, because, you know, I know a lot of the people, and I talk to a lot of my own people specifically. And when you talk to a lot of African-American people, you know, they're really talking about politics. And this is very, a very, very important election. We thought the last one was important. Now, this one is even more so because we see the kind of the climate of America and where things are going. And, you know, I just want to stress the importance of people getting out there and voting and paying attention to the day-to-day events as to what's going on from now until the time we do vote. Make yourselves aware of what's going on, what one side is doing, what the other side is doing or not doing. And that's kind of what we do from every day here, Monday through Friday, and maybe again on Saturday and, of course, on Sunday on the diary. But, you know, everything I do is pretty much the diary because I have a big old heart and I try to speak and do and everything I try to do for art. And I never try to be fake, and I've never been one to be fake. And that's why people don't like me, because I usually put it on the line. And if you don't like me, if you don't like truth, you usually don't like me at first until you need me. And then once you need me, you know I'm very reliable. So, you know, I want to be needed, and it's important to be needed. And people need to really be educated on what's going on. And my son used to say, "You always so mad. Why are you always so mad?" Like, you know what? Because I see what's going on. I pay attention to the world and what's going on, and it basically pisses me off. It makes me mad. And some of the things that are going on in America right now are pissing me off. It's making me mad. And the one thing I want to do, and if anybody can do it, whatever you can do to educate one person, do it. You know? There are people listening, and I thank you for listening, and I'm just so ready to get into this. And today is Monday, the 27th, and I'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, probably be a party show Saturday. So I don't think we're scheduled for Saturday, but we will be on for Sunday. So today, what we're going to talk about, today is a very important day. And to me, it's a very telling day. And I try not to judge, but I know God's word. And I know, you know, things don't happen by coincidence. There are no coincidences in life. Everything you attract, everything that happens to you, you've called into existence. So, of course, the Republicans, the convention couldn't start like it's supposed to start. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're not for the people. They're not for the people like you and me. They're not for the people that's probably listening to this right now, which are normal, regular people that bust their butt every day to take care of themselves and their kids and their families and their moms and their dads. They trust that the government's going to have a good school called a public school for their kids to go to. They trust that the money that they put away in the bank's going to be there the next day when they go get it. Or like me and a whole lot of other claims adjusters, one day you realize your 401k that you, in my case, lucky to even be able to put away, starts to shrink because greedy people in America just start to take it over. And that's basically what has happened under the direction of one of our presidents, they're trying to make it happen again. So what we're talking about today are the conventions, and I'm going to give a little history about some of the conventions, what they really were supposed to be about. Now it's just an ass-kiss fest, and, you know, that's basically what it is. So let's see. Fun fact, because I like the year 1964, because that's the year that I was born. In the 1964 convention, fun fact, George Romney, the father of Mitt Romney, he was involved, and he was very, I think at one time maybe he was even running for president. This may even have been the year. But he was involved, and at one point, I guess the Republicans at that time in 1964 refused to include or even address civil rights in their platform. So Mr. George Romney, the father of Mitt Romney walked out and said, this is not me. I'm not this type of Republican. And they said, taking his young son Mitt with him. So in a generation, you know, when you give your kids everything, and I can testify to that even on a small scale. Look what they turn out to be. I mean, your son is sitting there right next to you when you are discussing civil rights and you walk out because your party refuses to make that part of their platform. Your son is with you. He walks out with you. He witnesses that. And then, what, 40 years later, he's a greedy pig. Wow. How's that happen? With no regard to the people that his father was trying to help way back in the day. I don't understand that. That's ridiculous to me. That just says don't give your kids shit. Make them work for everything. That's what that tells me. So that's a fun fact from 1964. Now, the first convention was in 1924, and it was, on radio, the very first one. And at that time, they started pushing radios. I guess radio was a new technology at the time. So they were pushing it hard because you could listen to the very first convention in 1924 via radio. Calvin Coolidge was the Republican candidate, and they said not much went on when they listened to that over the radio, not much. It was really simple. Calvin Coolidge won the nomination. And really back in those days, they didn't know who was nominated until they met at the convention, which is the whole purpose of it. It's not supposed to be an ass-kiss fest once everybody already knows. They're supposed to get there. All the delegates are supposed to vote, and they're supposed to choose. And that's the issue that's going on this year is that, you know what, Ron Paul is just not, making it one big ass kiss fest. He knows that he got some delegates that aren't necessarily with old Mitt. So that's what's going on this year. But let me digress to the very first one in 1924. So they said not much went on with the old Republicans. Old Calvin Coolidge got nominated as a Republican candidate, ended up winning it that year, actually. But with the Democrats, they said, it took 103 votes to choose the nominee, and they fought with the old KKK. So, yeah, that would have been me, see? I would have been there fighting with the KKK. So they had that over the radio. So I'm going to try to find, hopefully I can find some on YouTube where they show the fight with the Democrats and the KKK in the very first convention on the radio. That would be just wonderful to listen to. That year also, see, Democrats, I love Democrats, because that year, the very first convention, the very first woman was nominated for vice president. I didn't get her name. I got to go back and get her name. But, yes, and the delegates actually fought also. So not only did the delegates fight the KKK and the KKK fight the delegates fought each other, and it was all on radio, and I love history. And being smart is fun. And telling people about fun stuff is fun. Don't you think that's fun? I think that's fun. So, of course, Calvin Coolidge won that year. And, again, the purpose of the conventions are to choose the candidate at the time of. Okay? Each state at the time tells who they want, and they all vote. Most of the times, all the states choose the same guy because they worked on it. But this year, again, Ron Paul's not making it very easy, which he shouldn't. If Ron Paul got delegates, then Ron Paul should be up there just like him. But again, you know the Republican Party and both parties. There's not one that's better than the other, but this is America. Regular old people, not billionaires. If this was a country of billionaires, then I'd be cool with Romney and everything he does. But this is not a country of billionaires. And you could be a billionaire like Bill Gates, or a millionaire, quadrillionaire, whatever the hell he is, but you can still act like you give a damn about regular people and put your time and money like Bill Gates into regular people. You're blessed to be a billionaire, and in his case, his daddy gave him all the money. So, come on, America. So if we vote that guy in, we really have issues. And the majority of people that I mean, some of my friends on Facebook, they just are obvious racists because they're not giving me any good reason other than birth certificates and Muslims and, oh, and my friend, oh, my God. I mean, this is just, I didn't even respond, but What was this stupid ignorant? I said, America is ignorant, and it's going to ruin itself if it continues to say stupid stuff like this on the airwaves where people can read it. It says something about, I found out everything I needed to know about Islam 5 minutes after 9/11 or some stupid ignorant shit like that. Like, everybody is a terrorist that practices that religion. Well, then everybody that's Caucasian is a pedophile. That's a white male, then, if that's the case. Just like they want to say every black male is a thief. Some of us love to put titles on people, and putting titles on people get people killed. And we need to stop. And we need to make wise decisions, and people of color need to vote. And they need to make sure that they vote, because people of no color are hoping that we don't. So we need to vote. That's the biggest thing. We need to vote. You need to get – now, this year, and I'm proud. I mean, and I feel so special. My oldest son voted in Barack Obama, and that was his very first opportunity to vote. He had just turned 18, and he voted his very first time for a black man. That was just wonderful. To me now, I get a second opportunity if I can get his knucklehead to vote. My youngest son will be 20. Now he has an opportunity, his very first time, to vote in a black man. So I'm hoping that his older brother pulls him aside and says, you know what, let's just vote. Let's just do it. Because we want a black man to do it for us. So, you know, in my family, to me, I'm very proud that two of my sons can vote for their very first time for a black man. How many people can say that? A lot, well, my kids' generation, but I'm proud to be able to say that. And I want to make sure that it happens. So this is the diary. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and talk about what's going on as far as Romney and who he needs. Now, that's the thing, who Romney needs to vote for him. You know, because they took a poll, okay, how the poll is 13% of Hispanics may vote, 11%. How do they say 0% of African Americans are going to vote for him? Zero? I mean, there's absolutely no, I guess maybe it's less than 1%, so they just say zero, but there's not one black person. There's not one black person. Condoleezza Rice don't vote for him. Come on. This is a diary, you know. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. Condoleezza Rice, she's black, is she American? Maybe this is that she's the only one. Okay, we'll be back. I'm going to play the Love Doctor. I'll be back. Seriously, though. Is she so offended to black people in America? Condoleezza Rice? I'm a free
girl. Want to
be on my show,
Brittany? No, I don't want to. I just want to be here. I want to talk.
What happened?
Thank you.
right. I don't know what happened, but I think maybe I clicked too many times, and I think I'm good. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and this is Stacey, the host of this and The Diary on Sunday, and the founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I'm here with my son, Freddie, who's in the kitchen and doesn't want to be on the show. He just wants to hang around his mom, so I let him hang because I won't be here forever, I guess, right? So we are talking about, what are we talking about? The conventions that are beginning today and all the ass-kissing that's going on. But what's most important is, first of all, that you vote. Don't think, oh, it's not important, I vote. I hate when people say that. And then you want to complain about every damn thing that goes on. Yes, it is important that you vote. And just vote. It doesn't make a difference. Just go vote. And as far as voting, in certain parts of America, they're making it really hard for African Americans, poor people to vote. And for some reason and why, I don't know. And see, and that's the dumb part. Why are you going around America without an ID? The voter ID, like you got to have an ID or you can't vote. Why don't you have an ID? I got to have an ID for everything. If you're 19, if you're over the age of 18, you got to have an ID to cash a check. Why are you in Ohio? Why are you in Kentucky without an ID? They just set you up because they know this shit. And that's the thing. You have to be politically intelligent. Watch the news. Watch the news, not MTV. Watch the news. And if you don't watch the news, watch, like, The Daily Show, because they give you funny aspects to show you how ignorant these fools are. But it is real news, but put in a funny way. Watch the news, because the more we don't, the more these people go in there and they pass laws, like, oh, my God, another payday lending. Oh, there's so much to talk about. So let me stop. Well, we're on tomorrow. Huh? We're on every day. So, yeah, that's right. A lot of stuff. You gotta vote. You gotta vote. Watch the shit. Watch them. Yes, they're all full of shit, both sides. But if you know, I mean, wow. If you had to choose between the ideology of one or the other, who would you go for? I mean, don't even look at his color. So many people, they just look at his color, and you can just tell because they say ignorant shit. Like, oh, everything I need to know about Islam, I found out 5 minutes after the plane hit. No, you didn't, okay? You're just ignorant, and you're looking for a reason, another person to hate. That's all, because you didn't do anything but, like, steal the land and then steal people. You never got educated. Everybody had to get educated to work for you. Now, ha-ha, you got to get educated. You got to be something in America in order to earn money, even in your own country. Okay, so don't be mad at everybody else that's intelligent that comes to this country and makes money and you don't. Takes your fucking job. This is your country. If somebody takes it from you, you're ignorant. So guess who I'm talking to? So vote, people, because they're banking on the fact that you are ignorant and you're politically ignorant and that, oh, it don't make a difference who I vote for. Yes, it does, because a whole lot of people going out running for vote for Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney needs at least 61% of the white vote in order to win. So looking over all the stats, nobody's ever gotten that high. Ronald Reagan did. Okay, but Ronald Reagan also had a landslide. He won everybody. And they said, Nixon did, but again, Nixon, again, was a landslide. He won everybody. So it's highly unlikely that 0% is black voted, regardless of, I guess, not even Condoleezza Rice going to vote for that. He needs all the white votes. So he's going around making racial comments of, oh, this is the biggest county president ever. He's because he wants to appeal to his base. So his base are people on the county. But I see a whole lot of white people on the county. So, okay, whatever. See, they're banking on you being ignorant and stupid. A lot of people in America are ignorant and stupid. So they listen to that stuff. So it's up to us that are educated, informed, and not ignorant and stupid to stay abreast of everything that goes on. Okay, so let me read my notes before I lose it. No other Republican. Okay, now, Republicans making it hard to vote. in Ohio. I guess they have some big thing going on, voter polling groups where they go out and mug black people at the polls. I wish they would mug me trying to go vote. Okay, I'd be the last nigga they mug. Okay, me mugging people when they, the vote, look them up. They're a bunch of dudes polling watchers, okay? I wish they would come to SAC and look at me voting. I wish they would. I wish they would. Come watch me vote. Come watch me. I wish you would. You don't bother me. Well, wherever the black person is that gets scared of that, come see me. We're going to have some black people training courses. Okay? This your country. Your ancestors bust their ass, killed, died, got raped for this, you bitch. Come watch me. Come watch me vote. I'll pop you right in your mouth. Okay? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. Well, I will pop you in the mouth. Okay? We have every right to vote. And get an ID. Where are you where you don't have an ID? Wherever is within the sound of my voice, get an ID. If you need money to buy one, call us. We'll get you one. Okay? We got a nonprofit organization. We'll pay for you an ID and keep it. $25. Can't be more than that. This is California. This is the highest place besides Hawaii, New York, maybe 30. If you're in New York, get an ID. Take that motherfucker with you and go vote. Where are we at? Is it time to go? 9 minutes. All right. Get an ID, though, and go vote. Another bad payday lending. Okay, we need to go through this because people need to stop. And that's why I thank God that I lost my job, shit. Because the first thing I couldn't do is get a payday loan. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I'm keeping my $300 and whatever else. Okay, look. Now you know, everybody knows, everybody that's broke, like me, was broke, not no more, knows that the highest amount you can get is $300 for your $45, right? Now they're trying to push it up to $500, okay? Don't do it, okay? That means don't buy something. $500, it will cost you $75. Okay, consumer organizations say that strong people oppose, it's called the Calderon Bill. Say most high cash borrowers like us end up taking out as many as 6 loans to repay the high fees plus the principal owned for the original loan while also covering rent, food, and other basic expenses. When fees and principal are added, it costs typical payday borrower. Listen to this and stop doing it. Just go without some shit, okay? And if you need help with an eviction, call me. Please. The typical payday borrower, it costs you $570 to repay a single $255 loan. You know what? Anybody that's taken $570 from a poor person that's needed $255, I don't know how you're sleeping at night, and we know you can do it, but should you? And are you donating any of that $570 to the poor people and educate them on how to do better so they don't have to spend damn near 3 times as much to pay you back on some crap? Come on now. This is the Diary and Black People Business Wednesday, where people need to do better for themselves and for their children. But we got 6 minutes. This is crazy. Let me see where else we talk. I'm glad we got 6 minutes because we didn't talk about the naked girl on the iPad Touch. Okay, long story short, insurance agent I'm meeting, take the money, get my business insurance all squared away. He says, stays. Oh, and I say, look, he's got kids, 13. I'm like, look, mine's out, okay? They come back and just annoy me like Freddie with my mouth not working after he needs to charge his phone. And 20 minutes before the show is supposed to start. I'm like, no, they just come around and annoy you. But I understand, you know, he's 13, you don't have a choice. He begged me and begged me for this iPad Touch. So I got it. So I finally got it. And I told him, me and your mom can go on at any time. We better make sure we see anything's appropriate, blah, blah, blah. He says, Stacy, it wasn't no more than 2 weeks. His mom went on it. Well, I see. Classmate Dilly Jane. Asshole naked from head to toe. Couple pictures. But Dad, she sends them to me. And Dad's an insurance agent. I'm an adjuster. We're both like, duh, duh, duh. Yeah, he's like, that's in my name. That's child pornography as far as I'm concerned. I'm like, I'm with you. And I'm like, did you take it? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'll tell you exactly what to do. What you do is you go to the school and you tell them, cover up Jilly from the neck down and say, like, this is Becky. She's in Ed 506, but right here she's naked. I need you as a mandated reporter to contact her parents and let them know that she's doing this. This isn't in my son's name, it's my name. That way your ass is covered. And Becky needs to know, and even he said, and he's a cute little redhead, Caucasian, wonderful guy, been my insurance agent for about 15 years, when the niggas came in and stole all of our Laker jerseys and Jordans, okay? He was back then, and all right, so good relationship. So I said, do that, let me know what happens, but you need to do that, because people don't play, and yes, that is child pornography if anybody wants to take it there. And they're mandated reporter now. If you report it to them, you document it, and they don't do nothing about it, then that's up to them. And at least your ass is covered, and you don't have to worry. You know, and that's what you need to do. And like I told them, any advice I give any parent of teenagers, no internet. You don't need it. You don't need a cell phone. You don't need none of that. You get all out of school at 2:30, you better be home. Oh, my phone's about to die. I don't think so. You better be home by 3 or I'm coming after you. It's really simple. It's really simple. It's really very simple. Because, you know, there's too many opportunities out there today, too many pedophiles out there today, too many opportunities for your kids to have outside influence that you don't necessarily want them to have. And at a young age, you have control over that. At 13, I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely. And let the school know. Now, if the school doesn't handle it, you follow up a couple times. But at least you know. I said, well, did you take the device? He's like, oh, yeah, he didn't get it back. I'm like, yeah, because you have to do that. Because let something go wrong. And, you know, I said, next thing you know, Becky B, you know, swinging his wing-wing in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, he raped her. You know, so put that shit in the head. Oops. In the nub right now, and I would suggest that to any parents, have rules as far as electronics in the home. And I saw a good set, and I'm going to try to find that. It's on my computer where certain rules, certain hours of the day, certain reasons, certain whatever, one day of the week, Sundays, no electronics, whether it's phones, computers, it's family time, read, talk, that kind of stuff, after certain hours, times of the day. And, yeah, you should be, as a parent, be able to go on the cell phone, take a look, see what they're talking about, what they're chatting about. That's your obligation. And like I told them, look, they made all these electronics, and, you know, here you go, buy it and figure out how to protect your kids from it. So you got to do it. That's your responsibility as a parent. I already know. I've seen the mistakes I made, so, you know. But this is Back to the Business Monday, Wednesday, on Wednesday, Monday. And again tomorrow. I'm going to talk about relevant issues, but get your family together. Get you whatever you need. Go to the bank. Go to the store. Go to the post office. Register to vote. And we'll be talking about something very interesting tomorrow. Peace and love. And be good. And love each other. And I'll talk to you tomorrow on Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday.